was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin, get fly.
I got six jobs, I don't get tired. Welcome to Scout Trout Radio, home of the elite next college student athlete. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about a tweet I seen on Twitter and also about the college football partners we made and the games we're going to be covering live this fall. I'm extremely excited because the first game I will be covering is where I used to live in Fort Collins, Colorado, where I'll be moving back to Boulder, Colorado. Really to cover predominantly the Buffaloes and the Rams and the Wyoming Cowboys. I almost called them the Calvary because there was an arena team named that before. So I'm very, very, very excited about the new partnership that will be announced later today after they're ready to do so as well. So the first game is going to be Hawaii at Colorado State. This is going to be a good matchup to see where the Rams are at this year and to also see where the Warriors are heading. I have a good friend who played for the Warriors. He's actually in Georgia right now, Samson Aguaye. Samson was a monster slot receiver. Really makes, that stereotype disappear about how big you got to be a wide receiver. I mean, he's like Mighty Mouse, but he is tough. He runs great routes. Most Hawaii receivers talk extremely well on route running techniques and extremely tough player. The second game I'm going to be covering this year with my partners is Colorado versus Colorado State. This game has a lot of history, a lot of meaning. It's a very intense rivalry. The Rocky Mountain Showdown. We're gonna, really cover this one to the core, as well as Hawaii. But Hawaii is gonna be a little warm up tour for us. Lots of trick shots in Colorado. I can't wait. I love the beach here in Mississippi, but it's not Colorado. That is for sure. We're excited to get back out west. The third game we will be covering this year is at the University of Wyoming, the Cowboys, Washington State versus Wyoming. Coach Leach will be heading into town. Coach Leach, I expect a phone call. I want to go out, maybe grab a drink, a bite to eat. They got some really good steaks up there, or maybe you can come down to Fort Collins. We can go to Sunny Lubick Steakhouse. This is my invitation to you, Coach Mike Leach. You're a inspiration of mine. I really love the way you coach, sir. UCLA versus Oklahoma will be the fourth game on September 8th that I will be covering. That's a big time game. Pac-12 versus Big 12. Going to have a lot of implications this year on where things pan out down the road on the top 25, BCS national championships, all that good stuff that Scout Trout's going to be talking about this year. Why did I wait till this year? Man, this year I feel qualified. That is why. I feel qualified to speak on behalf of America and the next generation of next college student athletes. I miss the elite next college student athletes. I can't stand NCSA if y'all, the whole concept to me is like, pay us now, work, do all the work. Rutgers versus Kansas is my fifth stop, or Boise versus Oklahoma State. It's a coin flip right now. We're going to decide that here once the season gets rolling, because that game is on the 15th. I really want to see what game is going to be more important. Most likely it's going to be Boise versus Oklahoma State, but Rutgers, I think Rutgers has a really good team this year. I think they've done a really good job in recruiting. I've been watching. I think they're starting to get a clamp hold. I don't know if that makes sense, but they're getting a good area of New Jersey recruits, and New Jersey's got some tough ball players. That's where I'm from. So shout out to Jersey boys. Wisconsin versus Iowa. will be on my sixth game that I will be covering on September 22nd, 2018. The people who have hired me after that will grade me out and let me know if I'm allowed to cover more college football games for them. They let me know at any given time I could be fired too. So I can't talk about politics. I can't talk about anything like that. I got to talk about the football game at hand. And I will be really good at that. I'm very excited about this season. I'm very excited about the college football season, as I have a lot of players playing in college football this year that I got the honor to coach, got the honor to meet their families, got the honor to see what type of people they were, and I'm excited on the outlook of what we have represented in class from class of 2017 and 2018. This is my third class of recruits. I did work 2016, but it was for somebody else. And I have a lot of recruits from that class too still playing, but my 17 and 18 guys, very excited. I'm going to try and make it out back to check out like ECU and Pennix and guys like that too. I'm going to get to see Dylan Trapp play, hopefully, or he's going to be redshirting, but either way, we can kick it. I don't know if he's going to be redshirting or not. If whatever he ends up doing, UCLA versus Oklahoma on the 8th, that's going to be a fun trip to go see him and his progression. He was a late sign-up for our All-American Bowl and ended up getting that spot, a last-minute spot at Oklahoma, and is extremely excited for him. He's a good young man, great work ethic, great personality, going to do great things at the next level, great football player. So I'm excited to cover these games and really dive into the good stuff like the USFL announcers used to do and give you guys the tidbits on how to get better, who's doing the right thing, who's not, who's runs the right routes. Did you see that guy? You know, is this guy engaging? You know, does he block shed well? Does he fire off the ball? Is he comparable to you? Lots of things. We'll have call-ins. We'll have all types of stuff. We'll be live on all the networks that I have as well. Facebook, social media, Instagram, YouTube, all the the whole enchilada as I talk on the radio show as well. So next thing I wanted to talk about was the Under Armour All-American game. I actually seen a tweet that they said, facts, only the best players in America play in the Under Armour All-American game. That is not a fact, because I actually got on here the top 100 players that are picked by scout.com, ESPN, are picked by them for the game. So they picked the game. So it basically comes down to their rankings pick the Under Armour All-American game, right? And then they have the bowl. They have the camps now, too, that they have and slide by us. And then it's a corporate event to sell Under Armour, in my opinion. All these kids have gotten recruited. To play in a game after that is irresponsible, in my opinion, by a recruit. Because if you tear a knee up or get, you know, God forbid, get hurt, who knows what could happen. Everything is not guaranteed at any next level. So I would just be wary of that. I think it's a great event, but you're still using high school kids. So in the end, that is not what I'm about in my game. We like to hold it close to the Reese's Senior Bowl on purpose because that's the number one scouting event in the world. You guys all want to move up. You guys all want to get scouted. You guys all talk about going to the NFL. Well, that's where guys go to that place at there, and then the NFL Combine. There is no other real option unless you have one bomb agent and a lot of connections. So that being said, I went into some facts about who actually has played former Under Armour All-American alumni in the NFL. And there's some big names. Don't get me wrong. But there's just not as many as you would think as long as this game has been around. NFL alumni. Julio Jones, obviously. A.J. Green, Jadeveon Clowney, Jameis Winston. Big, big names. But then you go look and you scroll down. There's a lot of ones with asterisks next to their names. Tons. Tons. Which means former NFL player free agent. Well, the game hasn't been around that long. So to have an asterisk next to you means you got cut. It means you weren't good enough. It means you weren't the best player in America. I'm looking right now. There's tons of players on here. But the ones, Jameis, like the, a lot of Buccaneers, a lot of Redskins. Let me see. There's a couple of Redskins, but only four that are actually on the current roster playing. The numbers just aren't there to solidify that they are the best because the NFL is telling us different on the facts. It's just not that many. I mean, how long have you had the game for? Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll say on average, yeah, there's probably only, there's not even 100 guys here. Yeah, so I mean, it looks like it's maybe 100, not even 100 that's made it. So how many years have you had the game? So that shows that you're not correct. I'm going to put this in an article form so people can see what I'm talking about. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I should have counted this beforehand, but it's not a lot. I'll link the page. These are the alumni. Half of them I've never heard of. I guess they're on the practice squad. Miles Diffenbach. I don't know. I don't know who these people are. So I've been around football for a while. I know who Mike Glennon is. There we go. You had one on the Bucks and Jameis Winston. I haven't done bad with quarterbacks. But then he's got to be tall, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not seeing much. Amari Cooper. Trent Richardson. He's in Canada. Wait, do you still have him? Yeah, you got an asterisk next to his name. Good job. You're keeping up. So that was a false statement. That's all I wanted to say about that. From what I'm looking at right here and what I'm going to show in the article, link to this radio show. In fact, the fact you posted was not a fact. So everybody don't take that mess into consideration when you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not one of the best players because only the best playing Under Armour American game. No, only the ones that want to go help Under Armour sell their products want to play in the Under Armour All-American game. Let's just be real. You want facts? I'll give you some facts, Under Armour. I can't put your stuff on because it itches. It makes me itch. So I wear Rydell Under Armour. It's not Under Armour, though. Spandex. All right. So anyway, back to covering college football and the partnership that we have made. We're very happy to make this partnership with some former, you know, college coaches that I know have the right vision in mind for where they want this to go, where they want to see the student athletes go, and the development path that they want to see it go. We're excited to announce that they, you know, have a passion just as much as I do. And I'm excited about covering these shows. I'm excited about these shows. It's going to be a show because I like to put on a show. But we're going to talk about college football only, and recruiting. We're going to talk about Colorado State, Colorado Buffaloes. I played with Colorado State's, one of their coaches, safeties coach or linebackers or something, George Hilo at Hargrave Military Academy. He played at Ole Miss. So that'd be cool. He played, he's the coach there. Wyoming, they have, what's his name, I think? Luke Padula from Pueblo East, I think, went to Wyoming. I'm not sure if he's still up there or not. He was a baller. The Cowboys, they bring it. Top 25 team, I'm telling you. UCLA versus Oklahoma. That's gonna be a game. I mean, I have not been out to University of Oklahoma ever, so that'll be fun, and to get to interview some people. And then Maddie Sperling has also, you know, been hired as well by our partners to cover games for us. So she's going to be doing interviews, conducting interviews with staff and with me, talking about the game and everything that, you know, we're seeing. My prediction for Hawaii versus Colorado State, Colorado State's got a brand new stadium, state of the art, beautiful. My first instinct is Colorado State's gonna win. I think it's gonna be a good game, though. I think it's gonna be like 35-24. I think they're gonna put up some points. I don't know. Is Brian Dawkins, his kid, was a running back there last year? Talk about undersized. Let's look him up real quick. I think that he yeah, so here we go. He is a redshirt senior. Was he in the NFL draft this year? Also, no, he's still got another year. So, yeah, Daylon Dawkins, he's only 5'9", 185. And when you look at him, I don't even think he weighs that much. He had 1,400 yards and 8 touchdowns on 226 carries. Pulled in 26 catches for 310 yards and a touchdown. Ranked 19th in the country with 1,400 yards almost. And 23rd with 1,725 all-purpose yards. His 1,400 rushing yards were 5th most in a season in program history. It's going to be a big season for him. So he is a redshirt senior. Nice. So it's gonna be fun covering Colorado State this year. Let's check out their roster. Okay. Quarterback KJ Carter Samuels, redshirt senior. Justice McCoy, redshirt freshman quarterback. Looks like they got some good players from Atlanta, Georgia, from Florida, Georgia. I know Coach Hilo is always flying to Georgia in this area to recruit because he went to Ole Miss. Here's a kid from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Colorado State has all their kids from California, Georgia, Louisiana, Georgia, Cali. Here's a kid from Colorado, Judd Erickson. Looks like a good quarterback out of Highlands Ranch. Tight end from Columbia, South Carolina. So they look like they've done a decent job in recruiting the talented football states. Colorado State. So I'm very excited to see then play against Hawaii. Going to be a very fast-paced game. Hopefully Colorado State is ready to shut down the run and shoot. If they need help with that, I'm the expert. I was with, I forget his name every time. Norm Chow's something up in Minnesota. And his offense was so trash. I mean, all you had to do was really get up and disrupt the timing of the offense, and it goes nowhere. The ball just floats in the air. Got to have some savage DBs. Got to be able to get up in their grill, jam all day. But you better know how to jam. Don't let these speedy little devils get over the top because they will burn you. So that's the key. But then have a guy over the top that's really going to come. He can get to both sides because he's going to be left on an island sometimes. Play matchup ball. Move them off if you have to. If one guy can't match up with another guy, you're going to have to move them off. So if you can match up against the run and shoot well with the jam technique and being physical at the line of scrimmage, you can really disrupt the timing and whatnot on it. they don't run the ball much. Their runs are pretty much glorified screens, and they'll run draw plays now and then. But the run and shoot to me today, unless it gets – unless it's a lot of add-ons to it, of variations, other offenses kind of intertwined with it. It's a useless cause. Other than that, that is all I have to say today. I'm going to finish class of 2020 rankings today as far as I can. I'm almost done with that. We'll have our top 100 released soon. We have a sign-up tonight coming in from Texas, who is a 6'6 lineman, and I'm excited to work on that. And we're going to have a good day on the rest of our Scout Trout stuff, but then we are actually heading to DC area. So Saturday we will be in New Orleans, and then I'm going to be heading straight north to all the way through. So if you want to talk, you want to work out, you want to join our pipeline program, you want to get some work in on combine stuff, technique, I'm trying to meet with Dawson Ashford first this weekend or sometime soon, and also work my way up through the South. So if you're in any of the regions, I'll post them soon that we're going to be going through. Please hit me up. I'm going to have to get out of the car and play. And I would love to coach some of you guys up and help you get better and get to learn more, a little bit about my program and who I am. And Maddie as well, as she is the rock that holds this all together. Alrighty, well, this has been another episode of Scout Trout Elite Radio. Don't buy that garbage. Under Armour's selling. They're just selling. That's what they do. They're salesmen. Have you ever been to a Dick's Sporting Goods? I'll leave it at that. Have a good day, y'all. God bless.